We're on the line with Kevin Smith, the Director of Marketing and Partnerships at Denver Film, and they have come up with a plan to keep you in the movies during this pandemic. It's not just films because, man, hey, we're working all the way through our Netflix playlist. I think we're almost done. We've seen everything we wanted to see. Thanks for giving us some fresh content. Really good independent film festival stuff, man. Good selection.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a pretty interesting challenge for us, I think, to move into this virtual world. But I'm just excited about how hard our team has worked to come up with creative solutions to keep people engaged during this time.
Kevin Smith with Denver Film. How has planning for the festival, which usually takes place in the fall, I think, been affected? We're being affected by a lot of the plans that we have for summer and fall, and it just makes it difficult.
Yeah, it absolutely does. You know, obviously the safety and health of our staff, our patrons, filmmakers, and the community is our number one priority. At the same time, this is the 43rd year that we'll be hosting the Denver Film Festival here in Denver. You know, it's a pretty amazing 12 days. There are certainly challenges because there are so many unknowns, but at the same time, we're really exploring all the different opportunities to continue to host it, whether that's completely in person or with some new virtual components. We've got a little bit of a luxury in terms of watching a lot of our counterparts across the United States and the world as they're dealing with their film festivals right now too, and seeing some of the creative solutions that they've come up with. So we're planning on moving forward with it, and we hope that we can have it in person in a safe and healthy way for everyone. And I think that some of these virtual components might also bring some different added value and be able to engage some more people during the festival too.
Kevin Smith with Denver Film, you have brought together the two things that people are still doing through the pandemic. That's ordering out for food and watching films at home. You've packaged it together and called it Dinner and a Movie. How does it work?
So Dinner and a Movie is one of the things that we came up with relatively quickly on the fly. We partnered with DoorDash. I think our priority was really to understand, one, how do we keep our audiences engaged, but at the same time, how do we support our community partners? And a lot of those happen to be restaurants and bars. You know, this is what people love to do, is go to dinner and a movie. I mean, that's the perfect date night. So how can we bring that to people in their homes? So at this time, I think we've got about 14 films that you can find at denverfilm.org that are in the Dinner and a Movie package. And what you can do is, with the download of any of those films, in your receipt, you'll get a coupon code to head over to DoorDash and select your favorite restaurant in the local community to support and get a dinner while you watch one of these great independent films that we have.
A great idea from denverfilm.org. It's called Dinner and a Movie. 14 films, or maybe more by the time you hear this, but let me just tell you about a couple that I saw, and then I want you to tell me about one of them. One is called Perfect Nanny. A couple has a baby gets a little older, mom gets ready to go back to work, they have to find the perfect nanny. Uh-oh. Mayhem ensues. Then there's one called Vitalina Varela. A Cape Verdean Portuguese, and I'm pretty sure that one's in subtitles. Interesting story, some international intrigue there. Vitalina Varela, look for that one. Then there's a music film on the list called Once We're Brothers. Tell me about it.
This is a fascinating documentary about Robbie Robertson and the band. It's almost the prequel to Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz, which was a documentary about the band's last performance in the 70s. It's a really, you know, fascinating tale of how the band kind of came together and some of the challenges that they faced. One of the things that I find so interesting about this story is they actually, in the 70s, found this house in Malibu where they started to do their recordings. And they teamed up with Bob Dylan at the time, and they built this place out to spec. And ultimately, this house is now owned by Rick Rubin, who's a very famous music producer. It's called Shangri-La. And some of the most amazing, I think, you know, art and music has come out of this one single, you know, house in Malibu over the last couple of decades. So well, it's a fascinating documentary to kind of learn about all the, you know, ups and downs that they went through. I think it's also important to just reflect on one of the things that impacted the music industry and arts and culture in such an amazing way was really, you know, finding this zen-like space to create art and music.
Kevin Smith is with us from Denver Film. The film we're talking about, Once Were Brothers, the story of Robbie Robertson and the band. It's one of 14 films now available in this dinner and a movie package that Denver Film put together with DoorDash. Not a bad idea. You'll look back on this one and I think you'll say it worked. Hey, Kevin, stay warm, stay safe, watch lots of movies. It's a perfect time to watch films. So maybe this is just right for Denver Film. Maybe it's all coming together right now.
Yep, I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you very much.
The website is denverfilm.org to find out about dinner and a movie.